John, two games down and two to come this weekend across Friday and Monday. How do you reflect on the start of 2024?
Yeah, I think we were obviously very pleased after Galway to go down there and get a big 3 points in tough conditions. And then obviously coming at home in front of a big crowd, we were quite disappointed with the result. You know, albeit it came from our own kind of mistake that, you know, we let them in, and that was quite disappointing. But, you know, I think over the course of that 90 minutes, we had enough opportunities to create. I think we've loads to work on, loads to improve on, and we'll continue to do that. And the boys this week, to be fair to them, have trained extremely well, and, you know, we've tried to iron out any little kinks that we feel, you know, still need to be sorted.
Two games down for everyone, and no team in the league has 100% record. Every team has at least a point. It feels like one of the most open League of Ireland Premier Divisions in a long time. Do you agree with that assessment? And I suppose the first 2 weekends probably show just how open it might be in terms of everyone competing against everybody.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, I've probably said it. I think other managers have said it. It's going to be a competitive league this year. I think if you're not at it in any which way, you're gonna find it difficult. You know, there's... Everybody will feel like they're well equipped, you know, with players and with their recruitment, and we're very much, you know, in that category. We feel we've got a very good squad here, and you know, on our day we feel we're a match for anyone, and it's just making sure that we hit the heights and hit the levels that we know we're capable of. And once everybody clicks into gear, you know, obviously early in the season it can be difficult, you know, still trying to find rhythms and, you know, partnerships which you try and get over pre-season, but once you go into competitive games it's obviously different, the tempo's a lot higher, so yeah, I think I'd agree with that. It is going to be a tight competitive league, and one that, as I said, we feel on our day we're a match for any team in the league.
You handed four league debuts to four of the new boys in Galway. All of them started again in the Bowes game. A number of others have come off the bench in both games of the 11 new recruits. How has that challenge been, integrating so many new players into the group and into the team over the opening weeks?
Yeah, it is obviously difficult, but, you know, they're good footballers, they're good players, and we've had them in. We've tried to get them in early. We've had them in over December to get around the group. I think obviously last Friday was probably the first time, you know, for them playing at Richmond in a Pats jersey, so that in itself brings its own challenges. Playing in front of that big crowd, a couple of them have played here as opposition before, but never been on the other side. So, look, that's out of the way now, and hopefully next time we come here, you know, we can put on a much better kind of performance and get the right result. You know, I wasn't overly displeased with the performance on Friday. I just felt it was lacking just a little bit in the final third. That, again, as I said, we've worked a lot on this week in terms of how we can try and fix that.
Yeah, back-to-back home games to come on the 8th of March against Dundalk and the 15th against Shelburne. Tickets on sale on stpatsfc.com for those matches. John, your assessment of the opponents on Friday, Derry City, please. They've also played two matches, an opening night win against Drogheda and then a draw in the showgrounds in Sligo on Saturday.
Yeah, well, they're probably one of the few teams within the league that haven't had much upheaval. They haven't had, you know, kind of a revolving door of players going in and out. So they you know, in one sense, it kind of gives us a fair idea of what they're about and what they'll try and do. And, you know, they've got some fantastic players within their squad, and they obviously lost a couple on Friday night down in Sligo, which I'm sure Higgy be disappointed with. But, you know, the boys coming in are more than capable, and will pose a challenge to ourselves. So, but again, we need to go into the game with optimism, with confidence, and make sure that, you know, we acquit ourselves really well and give ourselves the best chance of coming away with maximum points.
Yeah, the Pat fans will have fond recent memories of trips to Derry, certainly the cup game on penalties there last year, and the league game towards the end. Of course, you'd made a number of changes with the cup final in mind as well, but it's a venue that's going to be packed on Friday. We've managed to secure 200 St Pat's away tickets, more than we thought we'd get, so there'll be a decent away support, and it's a good stadium for the teams to play, and particularly the fact that it's going to be absolutely jammed and live on TV as well.
Yeah, I think the TV game, and then, as you said, we always bring a good travelling support, and they have a good home support up there, so the atmosphere will be very, very good. And it's one that, as I said, myself and the staff and the players were looking forward to. It's a difficult task. It's a tough ask to go up there and try and win games, but we're more than capable. You know, if we can put in the level of performance that I know we're more than capable of doing, I'm sure we can come away with a result.
And lastly, I know your focus is fully on Friday now, but it's the first Friday, Monday of the season. They're both away matches too, Derry on Friday and then Waterford on Monday. What challenges does that pose to yourself and the coaching staff and the players, given that it's back-to-back Friday, Mondays, but also both matches on the road as well?
Yeah, it's obviously difficult. You would have liked to have had a game at home in that kind of Friday, Monday. I think it makes it that little bit kind of, you know, less travelling and stuff like that, but it's obviously the way the fixtures have panned out. We've got obviously travel all the way up to Derry, get back late on Saturday, we make sure we recover on Saturday. And then Sunday, it's all about getting ready then for the game down in Waterford on the Monday, which again will be another kind of long trip for the players, but one that, you know, we're kind of well used to. We had plenty of games away last year in the league and cup. So we're well used to travelling around and trying to pick up results.
Thanks, John. Best of luck.
Cheers, Jay. Thank you.